Are you an accredited investor looking for a new opportunity to generate passive income and build the retirement of your dreams? Then elevate your investment game with Viking Capital, where wealth meets wisdom. Whether you're a seasoned investor or just starting out, Viking Capital can help guide you towards financial freedom through passive real estate investing. With strong and transparent underwriting, Viking identifies low-risk opportunities with the goal of preserving investor capital and maximizing long-term growth potential. And their accessible and responsive investor relations team will help you understand how each investment will impact your unique financial goals. With $800 million in assets acquired, more than $230 million in equity raised, and more than 5,000 units under management, Viking Capital is your path to early retirement. To learn about Viking Capital's latest investment opportunity, which is available for you right now, visit go.vikingcapllc.com/best. That's go.vikingcapllc.com/best to get started today. Did you know that within a decade, women will hold $30 trillion in investable assets? Yet somehow, only 19% of women reported feeling confident in selecting investments that align with their long-term goals. Our friends at InvestHer are out to change that. InvestHerCon is the number one premier conference for women in real estate, and it's happening June 2nd through the 4th in Austin, Texas. InvestHerCon is not just another real estate conference. It's a transformational experience focused on real estate investing, business strategies, and self-care tactics, all designed to help women take control of their financial futures. Gain the knowledge and skills you need to grow your portfolio and build a sustainable business, all while connecting with over 500 women who are playing at the same level. To learn more and to get your tickets, visit InvestHerCon.com today and use the code 100BESTEVER to get $100 off your ticket. That's InvestHer, HERCon.com, promo code 100BESTEVER to get $100 off your ticket.
If you're newer, then make sure when you go in that you do all your due diligence. Maybe you partner with someone, team up with someone. Make sure you cover your bases, because I can afford to lose $50,000 on a house, but if someone's brand new to this game, I just don't like to see that happen.
Best ever listeners, before we get into today's episode, I want to mention Trevor McGregor. Trevor is a real estate results coach. I've been paying him and working with him for years now. He actually is responsible for giving me the idea to do a podcast. So it's not only about transactions that he gives advice on, how to find more deals, how to make more money, but also how to build a holistic plan around your real estate entrepreneurship endeavors. That's what I love about working with Trevor, that and being held accountable for what I say I'm going to do and actually making sure that I follow through and do it. I feel like I'm a pretty results-oriented, accountable kind of person, but it's always nice to have someone who's there guiding you along the way and giving you strategy as well as psychology tips for how to deal with, you know, the things that come up as a real estate entrepreneur. Trevor has made a wonderful offer for the best ever listeners, and that is that he's offering a free coaching session. Go to coachwithtrevor.com. That's coachwithtrevor.com. Highly recommend him. I've worked with him before. I'm currently working with him right now as my business, as my real estate investing coach. Highly recommend you do the same. Take him up on his offer. Get a free coaching session. coachwithtrevor.com. Best ever listeners, hello, hello, hello. Happy Saturday, first and foremost. Hope you're having a best ever weekend, and welcome to the Best Real Estate Investing Advice Ever Show. My name is Joe Fairless, and this is, because it's Saturday, we're doing a special segment of Situation Saturday, where we put our best ever guests back through a sticky situation that they've been in, and they talk us through how the heck they overcame it, or in this case, how do you avoid this situation? And with us today, we've got a wonderful best ever guest. How you doing, Justin Williams?
Hey, I'm doing great, Joe. Great to be here.
Nice to have you back. If Justin's name sounds familiar, then either one, you're a listener of his House Flipping HQ podcast, which I highly recommend going to check out, or you're a loyal best ever listener, and or Doesn't have to be mutually exclusive. You're a loyal best ever listener. And you have heard Justin on the first episode was 141, where his best ever advice was given. And so if you want his advice on what he mentioned, then go listen to that. It's titled The 5-Step Process to Automate Your House Flipping Business. And then he's also been on special segments with some guests on the Patch of Land segments, and highly recommend listening to those two on the Best Flipping Series Ever and a couple others. So a little bit about Justin, and then we'll get into Situation Saturday. As I mentioned, he's got his successful podcast, House Flipping HQ. He's the founder of houseflippinghq.com. He's been a real estate investor for, 9 years now? Yep. Is that 9 years? Yep. It was 8 before, and now...
Now it's 9.
Delete 8, put 9. 9 years, and has flipped over 400 homes.
Well, it's actually over 600 now.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. All right. You just shot right up there. The last one was close to 400, so I figured I'll just play it safe and say over 400. Wow. Okay, 600 homes during that time. And currently flips, I'm going to say it and you can correct me, currently flips close to 100 homes a year.
Yeah, we bought 124 last year in 2015. So.
There you go. Okay, 124 last year. And he's based in San Clemente, California, which is by San Diego. And it hurts my heart that I'm not over there right now because I'm so freaking jealous. with that being said, Justin, let's get into Situation Saturday. This is a story about going with your gut. And I'll let you take it from here and tell us what's the story behind your situation.
Awesome. So, previously I mentioned to you is the beginning of last year was actually 2 years ago, as I'm running through the math, the years in my head. I sometimes kind of jumble it all together. I purchased a home from a wholesaler whom I had a previous relationship with. I had purchased at least a couple homes from him before. And this wholesaler, I buy homes all throughout Southern California, and I'm now purchasing some homes in a couple other states as well. But this particular part of Southern California was a little bit outside of my normal area that I'm really comfortable with. But I had a lot of trust in this guy, and he knew the business. He knew his market really well. And I'd done a couple deals with him that had gone really well. So it wasn't like it was this random wholesaler who didn't really know what he was doing and is trying to take advantage of me or anything like that. But I bought this house just based off of him telling me how good of a deal it was. I mean, I looked at the numbers, and the data wasn't really there. And I'm okay with buying a house that may not necessarily have a ton of fixed up after repaired homes that are perfect spot on. But I still, even with the other data, just could not justify this price that he was telling me this home was worth. But he kept convincing me, I'll make sure it's worth it to you. If you don't make X return, so the time I was shooting for about a 13% return, this is when the market was like shooting up. So I was okay with a 13% return on my capital. He said, if you do not make that, I will make up the difference to you. And I'm like, okay, the guarantee doesn't get any better than that. I know this guy, I trust him. Well, a few things happened with that deal, and we ended up losing $50,000, which was, by far at that time, the most money I've ever lost on a house. Looking back, I just knew not to buy that house. I knew, here's the deal, and this is kind of what I mentioned to you, is we are investors and we make decisions based off of information, off of education. And I'm always telling my team, especially now, especially after that deal, that we're not gamblers. Someone might call you up, it's an agent or a wholesaler, someone who has an invested interest. They're not necessarily lying. Sometimes they might be, but they might really, he truly believed that it would sell for that amount. But I'm always telling my team, we're investors and I only want to buy houses. I know we're going to lose every once in a while, but I only want to buy houses where when we look at it, we say, okay, there's 90-95% chance that we are definitely going to make money on this house. And as I look back at that deal, and as I've analyzed lots of deals since, that was kind of like looking at it like, okay, it could go either way. It was like 50-50. Why did I do that? It was so dumb. There's so many other deals out there. And then we wasted so much time and energy and effort, and the opportunity cost is just ridiculous. And of course, if a $50,000 loss, he made up for it in some ways, but it was minimal compared to what that loss was. He didn't give me $50,000 plus the $30,000 that I would have made, right? It's only like, here's an $80,000 check, and I didn't really expect that either. But you just got to go with your gut, And I even had another partner with me, a guy with me who was buying another house from him with me that we looked at the numbers together. He felt good about this guy. Was a previous appraiser, a very good friend, very experienced investor. And he's just like, I don't know. I'm not going with it. But at the time, I was so hungry to buy houses. I just had this like addiction to buying houses, and I still do, but I've learned to say no a lot. And that was just a house that I absolutely should have said no to. A couple of other things that happened. Number one, I just don't think the value was quite there. But simultaneously, at that same time, two things were going on in this area. The market was going down for whatever reason in the general area. And then that specific location had an HOA that was kind of facing some issues and was losing money. And the HOA started to go up in price and all this crazy stuff, to where the prices in that specific area were coming down. So it was kind of like the perfect storm. Like three things were going on at the same time. It was just going down, 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 down. We finally unloaded it. Lost 50 grand. I thought about making it a vacation rental because it was an area that you could do that. But I was like, you know what? I just want to cut my losses and get out of this. So,
yeah, at that point, not only is it you've lost money, but it's just bad karma to keep it around. Yes. You just want to wash your hands of it.
Yeah, I didn't want that negative energy. I didn't want to think about it anymore. I wanted to get rid of it.
You mentioned that the data wasn't there. What data do you look for?
Well, there were no comps to support the price. And like I mentioned before, there's times where I don't need to have like three comps that are fixed up perfectly to where my house is going to be that sold within the last month. Then I know exactly what it's going to be worth. Like, I'm really good and really okay with looking at, okay, a year ago, this fixed up house sold for this. Right now I have three houses, two are kind of fixed up and not quite to where mine's going to be. And then there's this one that's not fixed up at all, but they're only this far below what I'm looking at. And this house that sold a long time ago is fixed up, and compared to what house, I can just tell, like, okay, this house is going to make sense, right? It's going to work out. I'm okay with pushing things. I don't want to say pushing them, because we bought so many houses where I can usually have a pretty good feel for what it's going to go for. But I had nothing to go off of other than this guy telling me that, okay, they're on a golf course and there was this really cool like water feature, which I agreed was amazing. But it's like I had nothing to go off of. And he was just, I don't know, it was so weird. Like looking back, just the way he sold it and talked about, oh, this agent here said this. And man, like I am telling you. And it's like, because I knew, liked, and trusted this guy, it was almost like his word. And it sounds funny because I'm always teaching people when I educate, like, don't listen to agents, don't listen to wholesalers. Like they'll feed you a bunch of, you know, BS. But I was like so sold on it. And it's just I wanted to buy the house, and I was thinking of the $30,000 profit that we were going to make. And that's one more deal we got. Yeah. And going, yeah. And all this stuff. And you just got to go with your gut. You got to go with the numbers. And you can't just be, you know, quote unquote, sold by a wholesaler or agent who's going to make money from a certain situation when they may not have your best interest in mind. So,
how long did it take you to do the rehab of the property?
Didn't take too long. It was kind of a standard, you know, 30-day rehab. But man, we went back, we redid different things, we painted different color, we tried more upgrades, and we just kept, it was like this downward spiral. We were like chasing it, you know. So it did end up taking longer, and we did new pictures, and we went through like three or four agents. Like, it was crazy. Had we have let go of it early on, if I had my crystal ball, we would have gotten out and like broken even or lost a little money. But this, it was just like, it reminded me of, you know, when the market was crashing back in the day, right? Like, like just like a falling knife. You can't even catch it. That's how it felt. I was like, oh my gosh, but with this one particular property, we just couldn't even keep up with it.
You mentioned in a couple different ways and some directly on how he convinced you, but I'd like to dig into that a little bit more. What would you say are maybe like the top three things he did that, whether it was the approach, what he said, whatever, that made you say, all right, I want to make this happen?
I think a lot of it was him talking about, you know, the market in that area and how things are on fire. And it's true. Like, there wasn't, at the time when I bought that, he put it under contract, there was an upward moving motion. And so he convinced me on like the future of what was going to happen here really fast. And the fact that these homes that had sold weren't fixed up and ours is going to be fixed up, and the value that being in this specific area on the golf course and the water feature.
What was the water feature?
It's like, there's this golf course and then there's this like,
I'm thinking of like a human sized statue. Sure, yeah. of you. It's like, I got a Justin water feature there. You got to buy this house.
So it's on the golf course. Right. And then you go out on your like patio and there's like this water fountain like on the golf course, right? And it's like right in your backyard and there's like ducks and it was really cool. I was like, this is cool, you know, but it didn't make the house worth for 50 grand that some, I don't know, it sounds ridiculous, but since then we have had tons of agents and wholesalers try to convince us that a home is worth a certain amount for a certain reason. And the questions we always ask is like, okay, well, what, like, why, like, where's the evidence? And if it's something that has to do with future value or something to do with something that's totally random, that's not like, you know what I mean? It isn't
like a water feature.
Sure. Yeah, exactly. Like, okay, there's no evidence. Show me another thing in this community that is just like that, that sold for that, or that maybe sold for, okay, you know, a little bit less, but wasn't fixed up. I get that, you know, but it was just so far under what he was telling us the value was. So it was like this combination of all these things. I mean, I thought we would at least have broken even or made like a few thousand. And that's probably why I went forward with it. But we should have looked more into the HOA as well and just known that they were having issues and they were struggling. If we would have dug a little bit further and known that the HOA was going up, that would have saved us a lot of heartache as well. It was like just the perfect
storm. How do you do that research for the HOA and know that it's going up?
This is almost embarrassing, but I am so like hands off in my business that I would actually need to ask my assistant, Vanessa, who handles all of that for me.
Bring her on. Let's go grab. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah, no, we're kidding. Sometimes she's a rock star.
No, I was saying right now, just go get her.
She works.
No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
Yeah. Offsite.
Yeah.
Contact the HOA. I mean, contact them, talk to them, see where they're at. I'm kind of assuming what I think you would do, but
nevertheless, if there's an HOA,
look into it.
Look into it. Find due diligence. Yeah, fair enough. You got the promise from the wholesaler that they would cover it. What was the conversation like whenever you lost $50,000?
I should check out my emails because there was definitely some going back and
forth. I bet.
And we've kind of, you know, we've made amends. But, you know, having that been said, like, I'd be careful buying another, you know, if I buy another house from him.
You haven't since?
No, and it's not just him. It's more that area.
Well, I'm sure as a wholesaler, he's got other areas with other properties. And how long ago was this?
About 2 years ago.
Okay. And you had bought, how many properties did you bought from him before then?
Just a couple. It's just kind of an area that's a little unique and, you know, you can do okay in that area, but it's just a unique.
What area is it?
It's just like Palm Springs area. More or less.
It means nothing me living in Cincinnati and living in New York the last 10 years, but I'm sure we have a lot of California listeners, so that would be helpful for them.
I'm sorry. I thought my phone was off.
What was the conversation like, email exchange? Like, did you press the point of...
Oh, yeah, yeah, no. I was like, hey, like, when I buy a house, I'm so like, I put my big boy pants on. Like, I don't really expect that kind of guarantee, but he did give it to me, but obviously none of us realized what could happen, right? So I wasn't going to, you know, make him pay me $80,000, but I was like, you know, you did make money from this. So I think he at least reimbursed me the money that he made.
Out of the 50, how much was that?
It was probably like 15 or something like that.
15. Yeah. Okay.
I do my education business and he has a pretty good email list for wholesalers. So, you know, he likes what I do. It wasn't just him just like hooking me up or whatever, but he was like, hey, look, I'm going to help you, you know, promote this and brought in some new clients and whatnot. And that kind of offset it a little bit as well. And so I was like, it's good. Let's just move on from this. And
awesome.
Yeah. So,
well, not awesome. That's not the correct term. I shouldn't say awesome.
I look at everything as a learning experience. I mean, I know people who, you know, lost their shirt in the downturn. And I look at those as blessings when you're able to lose a little bit of money and get a perspective on something. You know, what if I would have purchased, you know, 10 houses just like that, right? I mean, and I've learned, buying, and occasionally we'll go out into a different area market. And what I've learned, the biggest takeaway, is if I'm going to be in a different area, I've got to test it out first. And we've bought in several states, especially last year. We've bought in multiple states. And there were a few states where I thought, oh man, these are good houses, these are good numbers. And I bought too many. And then instead of losing money on just like one house, like maybe I lost on several or broke even on several or just didn't do that great. And it was a lot of headache. And I've learned, go do one or two, see how it goes, make sure you have extra good margin, plan on the worst case scenario. And then if that works out, then do three. I'm a high volume buyer, right? So I'll just go like crazy on buying these houses. But that's been really valuable for us as well. So anyone else who's like venturing out into a different area or buying like a different kind of house, make sure that you just go in and it's funny telling you, don't buy 10 at a time because most people don't do that, right? But if you're newer, then make sure when you go in that you do all your due diligence. Maybe you partner with someone, team up with someone. Make sure you cover your bases, because I can afford to lose $50,000 on a house, but if someone's brand new to this game, I just don't like to see that happen. So I don't like to scare people, because it is a great business and you got to take action. But I've seen a lot of people go out and try to buy houses in areas they're not familiar with and or high price points, and they miss something big, and it really hurts them. And you don't want to get hurt in a big way when you're new to the business. So
this has been the perfect situation Saturday. Thank you so much for being on the show again, Justin, and sharing with us your sticky situation and the lessons that you've learned by, you know, going with your gut and making sure that there's data to support the future value that's being presented, then looking at the quality of that data and making sure it's not just anecdotal or fountains of your face in a backyard.
Yes, exactly.
But this really was a great conversation. I really appreciate you being on the show again, and I hope you have a best ever day. I'll talk to you soon.
Awesome. Thanks, Joe.
Did you achieve all your real estate goals in 2015? Well, if you did, congratulations. Fist bump to you. If you didn't, then go to coachwithtrevor.com. Trevor McGregor is my business coach, my real estate coach. He's also been a guest on the show, episode 320. He is offering a free coaching session for the best ever listeners. Just go to coachwithtrevor.com and it'll help you to achieve your real estate goals in 2016.